And for more on what the legislature's been up to today, Steve Missler has been watching the action and joins us now from the State House. So, Steve, the sun has gone down on the solar bill. What's the latest? Any final action on these high-profile bills?
Hey, Jen. So there's quite a few bills that we're keeping an eye on. The solar bill was the most high-profile of the ones that we were watching today, which was vetoed by Governor LePage last night. And clearly, as you heard from Fred, that didn't quite survive his veto. The House fell short, even though it passed it with a veto-proof threshold the first go-around. So the other ones that we're watching are a veto of a bill that would ban the use of handheld devices while driving. This is another high-profile bill, I think, but that bill just barely went down, meaning it was defeated. The Senate overrode the governor's veto of the bill, and then the House just went in and, with the support of House Republicans, sustained the governor's vetoes. The other proposal we're watching right now, it's happening as we speak, is a bill that would ban people under the age of 21 from purchasing tobacco products. You would still be able to use tobacco products if you're 18 or older if this bill were to pass, but you would not be allowed to buy those products. The governor has vetoed that bill. The Senate overrode him, and the House is set to either sustain or override him. I'm not sure how that will go. It was a very close vote the first go around, and so we're waiting to see how that shakes out. The other one that did that the legislature did override the governor was a bill that is designed in theory to increase access to opioid treatment, and more specifically, access to methadone. This proposal was vetoed by the governor. The House overrode him, pretty overwhelming margin there, and the Senate did as well. What it basically does, it would allow DHHS to increase reimbursement rates to treatment providers, which advocates for treatment say has been a roadblock for people to access treatment, and providers who rely on MainCare have been sort of closing down because they're not getting enough money from the state for reimbursement rates. Maine has the lowest reimbursement rates in the country. And so those are the high-profile ones that we're looking at right now. There are still some others hanging out there that aren't quite as high-profile, but that's what we're waiting for.
Any idea how those might go?
So it really is tough to tell how these will go down. Some of these bills were approved by wide margins the first time around, but, you know, with the governor, he has a block of Republican allies in the House who have proven in the past, not just this session, but in previous sessions, to be willing to flip-flop or flip their votes. And so that was in play today with the solar bill, where that passed with wide margins the first go-around and yet couldn't gain the two-thirds support today. And that's happened on several other bills. So it's really tough to predict how these are going to go.
So why are they even hanging out here in August? The session ended on the 4th of July.
So, yeah, this has been the session that never ends. The legislature went in officially in December and started work in earnest in January, and they were supposed to be done with their work by mid-June, but they became entangled in a budget stalemate, which led to a government shutdown, Maine's first in nearly 30 years. It was a short shutdown, and probably not that many people will remember it, but it did delay the legislature's work on a whole host of other bills, including the ones that we're dealing with today. And so today, basically, they are here, hopefully, to adjourn, but they have to deal with more than two dozen vetoes by the governor, and that's what they're dealing with now. And we just sort of highlighted the most high profile of those bills. They could come back for a special session in autumn, but most of what they'll do then is to deal with the marijuana implementation, the legalization law, and then they'll come back in January for the second part of the regular session.
Thanks, Steve. That's Steve Missler joining us from Augusta.